Auckland is the economic centre of New Zealand, but for more than 2 months it's been largely at a standstill following New Zealand's first outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Keeping it locked down much longer is unsustainable, and the government has responded to growing calls for a plan to get back to normal.
We cannot ask vaccinated people to stay home forever, so now we need a new playbook to reflect a population protected from COVID.
The Prime Minister announced a traffic light system will be introduced with different alert levels to manage outbreaks of the virus, using fewer restrictions and no more nationwide lockdowns. It signals an end to the elimination strategy and an acknowledgement that New Zealanders will need to learn to live with the virus, provided the vaccination rate reaches 90%. The arrival of the Delta variant in New Zealand changed everything and has proved impossible to eliminate. But it did force the government and the public to speed up vaccinations. 86% have now had at least one dose, but getting to that key figure of 90% may take some time. The government says it will review the situation at the end of November, which may be too far away for those wanting a quicker end to COVID lockdowns. Australia's second largest city has reopened despite new infections continuing to rise. Melbourne has spent a cumulative 262 days locked down since the start of the pandemic, more than any other in the world.
Like being sort of separated from what I do for so long, it's super nice to be back today. And it's a sunny day, so it's like perfect.
Its sixth and probably last lockdown was lifted as the vaccination rate passed 70%. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Tauranga, New Zealand.